This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Birmingham city officials will argue that travel is critical to securing future investments in the city and building relationships with outside businesses, governments, and organizations. But who fits the bill for travel done by the mayor, members of the city council, or their staff? Birmingham taxpayers do. A recent investigation by the weekly newspaper Weld finds that travel is costing taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Nick Patterson is the editor of Weld, and he joins us now to talk more about this. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
How much money did the council spend on travel in the last fiscal year?
Thus far, as we've been able to discover, the council has spent like $96,000 just among city council members in the past fiscal year.
So how does this break down per member?
Councilor William Parker spent almost half of that, about $40,000, on travel. When we asked him about that travel, about the details about it, he said that we knew everything we needed to know. He went to meetings related to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency meetings in Washington. He said to meet with federal officials for promoting property redevelopment. His largest two trips, single trips, were about almost $3,000 a piece. But again, his total was about $40,000. And of course, he has a long history, as we have been able to document. I mean, on a previous fiscal year, he spent $36,000 of
So he's going for a
money.
Record now.
Well, he's definitely spending more taxpayer money traveling now than he did before, so it's not going down.
Okay, so the city council allotted $300,000,
yeah, and
for travel total.
Yeah, and this of course is the amount of money that's being spent by city officials sort of across the board, with the exception of the mayor. We can't thus far get the mayor's travel expenses, and we have asked, and we do quote April Odom, the mayor's spokesperson, saying all you have to do is ask for it. But we have asked, and thus far we have not been given the mayor's travel expenses. So and Jonathan Austin at the city council says they don't know how much the mayor has been traveling as well.
And the mayor has dozens of administrative assistants, some of who were on the report that Weld was able to get their hands on. And how many we're talking about here, and what was the number there?
So we're talking about 17 administrative assistants who were listed. Those 17 spent $58,000 plus in travel during the same period of time that we're talking about. As we understand it, the mayor has approximately 52 administrative assistants. So the other 33 of them did not appear to be listed in any of the documents that we've been able to obtain thus far. We don't know who they are, and we don't know whether they're traveling. But if they are, the numbers don't appear to be showing up in the documentation that we have.
So where are they going?
Besides various places in the United States, like Omaha and Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., of course. They're also going to Paris. They're going to Turkey. They're going to the U.K., to Germany. They've been to Switzerland, some of them have, to Japan. They go sometimes for conferences. There seems to be no specific limit on where they can go and have gone.
What kind of return on this travel investment are the taxpayers reaping?
That's a good question. And it's difficult to really know, because some of the trips are kind of vague. We don't really know exactly what, you know, how much came back to the city from that, how much investment was made in the city. We know, for example, that the job growth in the city is not very great. So if that was one of the reasons for all of this travel, then it's certainly not eliminating that problem. It doesn't appear to be eliminating the problems of poverty that exist in the city. So it's hard to say, really, how much the city has actually legitimately benefited from all of these city officials and all the money they're spending traveling.
Nick Patterson is editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Esther.